This is KBNF Regional News for Tuesday, June 17th. I'm Patricia Naft. This week, Governor John Hickenlooper is in Mexico to promote state businesses and the Colorado brand. As Benta Berkland reports, Mexico is already one of the state's largest trading partners.
The overall goal of the trade mission is to increase economic growth and job creation in Colorado. Sandy Moylanin is a director at the Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade. She's currently in Mexico City with the governor.
Having the governor here really helps us leverage his political influence, really getting Colorado's name out there in the Mexican market. And really, we're focusing this mission on innovation, energy, higher education, and tourism.
Moylanin says trade with Mexico has been growing each year, with last year's record export level reaching nearly $1 billion. She says agricultural products make up a large segment of exports.
Beef has really surged over the past couple of years, both chilled and frozen.
Behind Canada, Mexico is Colorado's second largest trading partner, and tourism between the two countries is huge. Trips between Colorado and Mexico make up 23% of all international travel at Denver International Airport. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The San Miguel Power Association announced some big news. They're giving back almost $1 million to some of their customers. It's thanks to a capital credit program that the SMPA runs. This is Brad Zaporsky, Manager of Services and Marketing.
It's interesting that not many people realize how their not-for-profit electric cooperative utility works. We're not out to make money for investors. We're really just here to provide as good of a service as we can to our membership. In general, the idea is we take in money from our members, we use their money for capital to run the business, and then when we no longer need their money to run the business, we give it back to them. Really a core principle of the cooperative business structure.
The SMPA board decided to give out the money in a first-in, first-out way, so customers from 1980, 83, 85, 97, and 98 will be getting the checks. The money is from the profits of those years, along with the SMPA's capital credits from Tri-State.
The way it actually breaks down is that approximately half of it is the margins from those years, and then the other half of it is actually our capital credits that we received from our power supplier, who is also a cooperative. So we're a member of our power supplier, Tri-State, and so they do the same thing. If they make margins in a particular year, and that they will then retire those to their member cooperatives. We are one of their member cooperatives, and so approximately $500,000 that we're giving back to our membership is coming from our power supplier's capital credit check that we received.
The SMPA covers part or all of Ouray, San Juan, San Miguel, Montrose, Mesa, Hinsdale, and Dolores counties. Red Mountain Pass, the stretch of highway between 550 and Ouray in Silverton, is finally open again. The pass was closed after a huge rock slide covered and damaged the road last January. The road has been open limitedly as crews rushed in to fix the road and secure the cliff that had crumbled. The Watch reports that Pass opened last Thursday at an official ribbon-cutting ceremony. As the campaigning for governor heats up, Governor Hickenlooper is facing lingering anger over new gun regulations he signed into law. Last week, on a visit to Aspen, Hickenlooper faced some of his toughest critics over the new laws, county sheriffs. 56 of them have sued the governor to rescind the gun restrictions. Aspen Public Radio's Elise Thatcher has more.
One of the new laws limits gun magazines to 15 rounds, while the other expands background checks. Officers have said enforcing the magazine law is legal quicksand, and increasing checks has had unintended consequences. Governor Hickenlooper acknowledged he and lawmakers could have done a better job. Picken County Sheriff Joe DeSalvo.
The governor came here today and apologized for some of the mistakes that were made with that, which I thought was courageous.
Still, Hickenlooper wasn't backing down, and as the meeting continued, the governor appeared to get a little testy.
He apologized, and then another sheriff asked a question that kind of held his feet to the fire, and the governor quite frankly said, "I've apologized. What the f*** do you want from me?"
It's not often we hear a governor drop the F-bomb in public.
I don't want to make it sound like he said it in anger, because he didn't, It was very tongue-in-cheek.
Still, the comments on the gun laws and how they were rolled out were enough for Republican gubernatorial candidate Bob Beaupre to later accuse Hickenlooper of, quote, failed leadership. Beaupre is a longtime politician and rancher from Lafayette who failed in his run for governor nearly a decade ago, and he's made the gun laws a central part of his campaign against Hickenlooper.
And we deserve the freedom and the fullness of opportunities that have always made Colorado the greatest place on earth. It's time to get Colorado back on track. I'm Bob Beaupre. I'm running for governor, and I'd be honored to have your support.
The gun suit continues while a federal judge considers whether the new laws are unconstitutional. Hickenlooper attended the sheriff's address at the invitation of Joe DeSalvo, and the suit was just one part of his address.
Sheriff, let's have a seat.
Overall, at the conference, there was far more attention paid by the sheriffs to legalize marijuana. Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley describes it this way.
It's an issue for all of us, and we've had people who have developed psychosis and harmed themselves and killed themselves under the influence.
Tragedies that have happened elsewhere in Colorado as well.
We all have a common interest in seeing the THC limits, you know, regulated in edibles and having some kind of really clear packaging and clear dosage information and that kind of thing.
And do you get the impression that there is the political will to do that?
I think there is.
Mineral County Sheriff Fred Hasselkiss, based in southwest Colorado, agreed that retail marijuana is a big issue. As for the conference, he enjoyed it.
You know, I hesitated to come to Aspen just because of the cost, but no, it's been great.
Another issue that came up during the governor's talk was salaries for law enforcement. Again, Joe DeSalvo.
Sheriffs all over the state are grossly underpaid. A lot of sheriffs are paid less than people that work under them. And the governor said, if elected, that's something he is going to address.
Hickenlooper's re-election bid might not be hurt by the sheriff's complaints, though. Sheriff Pelley says the audience was more or less neutral to Hick's campaign.
Among the sheriffs, there's every inch of the political spectrum, from Tea Party, very right-wing conservative guys, to more liberal Democrats like Sheriff DeSalvo and myself. But I think the conversation with the governor went really well.
In the end, Sheriff DeSalvo got perhaps the most ribbing from the gathering of mostly conservative law enforcement. He received some good-hearted but pointed criticism about his generally liberal stance on guns and marijuana. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.
Stay tuned for the Tuesday morning music mix with Chase. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.